Majority Leader, Democrat Hakeem Jeffries. An aide to Senator Schumer told CBS News that with the deadline fast approaching, Schumer called Thune Friday and urged him to get the president to meet, which they will do in the Oval Office.
The first National Guard troops are expected to hit Memphis tomorrow, along with personnel from multiple federal law enforcement agencies. Tennessee's Republican governor welcoming the move, not so welcoming of Trump-sent troops. Portland, Oregon, as Willie James Inman reports. And just to note, the language he quotes is salty.
In a social media post responding to the president's announcement, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden said, quote, "My message to Donald Trump is this. We don't need you here. Stay the hell out of our
city." The National Guard is helping recovery efforts in Arizona after flash flooding claimed four lives Friday. Governor Katie Hobbs.
My heart is with all of these Arizonans, people who lost loved ones, people looking for family members and friends, people who had to leave their homes in a hurry, people whose businesses were inundated by floodwaters.
She's declared a state of emergency. A state of emergency in effect in South Carolina, too, ahead of severe weather bearing down on that state. Two Atlantic storm systems are now swirling their way towards the southeast and central seaboard. Hurricane Humberto, now a top-strength Category 5 hurricane, and Tropical Depression 9 is forecast to become a hurricane Tuesday morning. Now, do you turn on the subtitles when watching TV? Lots of people do. CBS's Allison Keyes tells us maybe not who you would expect.
A new poll finds that most people who do are younger adults. The AP NORC Center survey finds that about 4 in 10 adults under the age of 45 use subtitles at least often while watching movies or television, compared with about 3 in 10 adults older than that. It also finds that people 60 and older are likely to say they never or rarely use subtitles. The survey suggests that younger people are sometimes in noisy places. Older folk would rather hear and understand what the characters are saying. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
And in Washington State, the hunt is on for thieves who stole 12,000 bottles of Kraft whiskey worth close to $1 million. Officials say someone used fraudulent documents to pick up the shipment from the Westland Distillery. Among those 12,000 bottles, nearly half the stock of a single malt that took a decade to make. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code,
summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing your schedule,
and responding to Jim's long emails. Leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC at Dell.com/AI-PC. Tell those ahead, stay ahead.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Meet the matchmaker on wheels.
And they called it puppy love.
Forget the puppies. Consider petty love.
Bell, make sure people know we're coming.
Walker Ward wheels his way through New York City streets, trying to connect people randomly from the back seat of his pedicab.
I'm out here in the bowels of the concrete jungle, in the matchmobile.
Singles like Anjali Natvar message him online to request rides.
This is my last resort. If this doesn't work, there's something wrong with New York.
Ward spotted a match for Natvar walking by, and it clicked.
You never know, you could be walking by the potential love of your life.
He says he does about a dozen rides a day, free of charge. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
And finally, England's women's rugby team will be celebrating yesterday's 33-13 World Cup win against Canada. The final was played before almost 82,000 spectators. Record attendance for the women's game. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Enjoy your Sunday. Sunshine, an east wind coming off the lake. Very light at 5 to 10, with highs in the low to mid 70s. Overnight, a mostly clear sky, mid and upper 50s. Monday, warmer sunshine, upper 70s to the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
WRJN. Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what? Sight.
must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. And they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the moon to hell with hate, come on, get on. Talking about you and me, the game we were playing. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
My atonement has come.
someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, I don't wanna see no more. Mama told me not to come.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. World. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
Baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Well, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
My baby does a hanky panky.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Local
And I'll be dreaming WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Will a partisan impasse be broken in time to avert a government shutdown Wednesday? President Trump has agreed to meet with congressional leaders of both parties tomorrow where things stand. Last week, a Republican-backed short-term funding bill passed the House but failed in the Senate where it needed Democratic votes to pass, votes it did not get. CBS's Michael Toscano picks it up there.
Democrats have pushed for the bill to include a permanent extension of tax credits for people enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care